Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing a remote work experience. Remote work has become increasingly prevalent in recent years, making it a highly relevant topic for IELTS speaking tests. This article will guide you through answering questions about remote work experiences, providing sample answers and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about remote work. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Have you ever worked remotely? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I have. During the pandemic, I worked from home for about 6 months. It was quite a different experience from working in an office. Band 8-9. Answer: Indeed, I have. In fact, I've had extensive experience with remote work over the past couple of years. Initially triggered by the global pandemic, my company transitioned to a fully remote setup, which has since evolved into a hybrid model. This shift has been both challenging and rewarding, offering unique insights into the dynamics of virtual collaboration. Question: What do you think are the advantages of working remotely? Band 6-7. Answer: I think there are several advantages. You can save time and money on commuting, and you have more flexibility with your schedule. It's also easier to focus sometimes when you're at home. Band 8-9 answer. Remote work offers a myriad of benefits. Primarily, it eliminates the need for commuting, which not only saves time and money, but also reduces one's carbon footprint. Additionally, it affords greater flexibility in terms of work-life balance, allowing individuals to tailor their work environment to their personal preferences. Moreover, for many, it enhances productivity by minimizing office distractions and enabling deeper focus on tasks. Part 2, Long-Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to remote work. Cue card: Describe a remote work experience you had. You should say when and where this experience took place, what kind of work you were doing, how you felt about working remotely, and explain whether you would choose to work remotely again. Band 6-7, sample answer. I'd like to talk about my remote work experience during the COVID-19 pandemic. It started in March 2020 when our company decided to shift to remote work for safety reasons. I was working as a marketing specialist at the time. My job involved creating content for social media, writing blog posts, and coordinating with team members on various marketing campaigns. At first, it was quite challenging to adjust to working from home. I had to set up a workspace in my small apartment and get used to communicating with colleagues entirely through video calls and chat apps. Initially, I felt a bit isolated and missed the social interaction of the office. However, as time went on, I started to appreciate the flexibility of remote work. I could manage my time better and found that I was often more productive without the distractions of a busy office. Overall, while there were some difficulties, I found the experience to be largely positive. I would definitely consider working remotely again in the future, especially if it offers a good balance between home and office work. Band 8-9 sample answer. I'd be delighted to share my experience with remote work, which began in earnest in March 2020 as a response to the global pandemic. At the time, I was employed as a senior marketing strategist for a multinational corporation, and our entire team was abruptly transitioned to a fully remote setup. My role encompassed a wide range of responsibilities, including spearheading digital marketing campaigns, conducting in-depth market analyses, and fostering collaborations with cross-functional teams across different time zones. The sudden shift to remote work necessitated a complete overhaul of our communication and workflow processes. Initially, the experience was rather daunting. The lack of face-to-face interaction and the blurring of boundaries between work and personal life posed significant challenges. However, as I acclimated to the new normal, I began to appreciate the nuances of remote work. The flexibility it afforded allowed me to optimize my productivity by working during my peak performance hours. Moreover, the absence of a commute freed up valuable time, which I channeled into professional development and personal pursuits. On reflection, while remote work certainly has its challenges, such as the potential for isolation and the need for strong self-discipline, I found it to be an overwhelmingly positive experience. It fostered independence, enhanced my problem-solving skills, and provided a new perspective on work-life integration. Given the opportunity, I would undoubtedly opt for a remote or hybrid work model in the future, as I believe it offers the best of both worlds. The flexibility of working from home combined with the occasional in-person collaboration that office work provides. Follow-up questions. How did you manage to stay motivated while working remotely? Band 6-7. Answer. To stay motivated, I tried to keep a regular schedule and set daily goals for myself. I also made sure to take breaks and exercise regularly to maintain my energy levels. Band 8-9. Answer. Maintaining motivation in a remote work environment required a multifaceted approach. I implemented a structured routine that mimicked my office schedule, complete with designated work hours and regular breaks. Additionally, I set SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound, on a daily and weekly basis, which helped me maintain a sense of progress and accomplishment. To combat the potential for isolation, I initiated virtual coffee breaks with colleagues and participated in online team-building activities. Moreover, I made a conscious effort to create a dedicated workspace that was conducive to productivity and helped me mentally transition between work and personal time. Do you think remote work will become more common in the future? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think remote work will become more common. Many companies have seen that it can be effective, and a lot of employees enjoy the flexibility it offers. Band 8-9. Answer. I'm firmly convinced that remote work will continue to gain traction in the future. The pandemic has served as a catalyst, demonstrating to both employers and employees the viability and benefits of remote work arrangements. Many companies have witnessed increased productivity and reduced overhead costs, while employees have enjoyed enhanced work-life balance and reduced commute-related stress. Moreover, advancements in technology continue to facilitate seamless virtual collaboration, making remote work increasingly efficient and effective. However, I believe we're likely to see a rise in hybrid models that combine the best aspects of both remote and in-office work, catering to diverse preferences and optimizing overall organizational performance. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Question: How do you think remote work affects company culture? Band 6-7 answer. Remote work can make it harder to build a strong company culture because people aren't physically together. However, companies can use technology to keep employees connected and engaged. It's important for managers to make extra effort to maintain team spirit. Band 8-9. Answer. Remote work undeniably presents both challenges and opportunities when it comes to fostering company culture. On one hand, the lack of physical proximity can potentially dilute the sense of camaraderie and shared purpose that often naturally develops in an office environment. Spontaneous interactions, which often spark innovation and strengthen interpersonal bonds, are less frequent in a virtual setting. However, remote work also offers unique avenues for cultivating company culture. It necessitates a more intentional and inclusive approach to communication and team building. Companies that successfully adapt to remote work often develop cultures that prioritize transparency, trust, and results-oriented performance over presenteeism. Moreover, remote work can lead to a more diverse and inclusive workforce, as geographical constraints are removed, potentially enriching the company culture with a variety of perspectives and experiences. Ultimately, the impact on company culture largely depends on how organizations leverage technology and implement strategies to maintain connection and engagement. This might include virtual team-building activities, regular video check-ins, and creating digital spaces for casual interactions. The key is to recognize that culture in a remote setting requires active nurturing and to adapt traditional cultural building practices to the virtual environment. Question: What skills do you think are most important for successful remote work? Band 6-7. Answer: I think self-discipline and good time management are very important for remote work. You also need to be a good communicator, especially in writing, since a lot of communication is done through email or chat. Being tech savvy is also helpful to handle different online tools. Band 8 to 9 answer. Successful remote work hinges on a combination of technical and soft skills. Paramount among these is self-discipline, as remote workers must be adept at managing their time and maintaining productivity without direct supervision. This goes hand in hand with strong time management skills and the ability to prioritize tasks effectively. Equally crucial is proficiency in digital communication. This encompasses not just technical know-how in using various collaboration tools and platforms, but also the ability to communicate clearly and concisely in writing, as well as conveying tone and intent accurately in the absence of face-to-face interaction. Adaptability and problem-solving skills are also vital, as remote workers often need to troubleshoot technical issues independently or find creative solutions to challenges that arise from not being physically present in an office. Moreover, emotional intelligence plays a significant role in remote work success. The ability to read between the lines in digital communications, empathize with colleagues, and maintain positive relationships virtually can greatly enhance team collaboration and individual performance. Lastly, I believe self-motivation and the ability to maintain a healthy work-life balance are critical. Remote workers must be able to stay engaged and driven without the structure of a traditional office environment, while also setting boundaries to prevent work from encroaching on personal time. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a variety of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some key terms related to remote work that can help elevate your responses. Transition, verb, transition, to change from one state or condition to another. Example, our company transitioned to a fully remote setup during the pandemic. Hybrid model, noun, hybrid model, a work model that combines remote work with office work. Example, many companies are now adopting a hybrid model to offer flexibility to employees. Virtual collaboration, noun, working together with others online rather than in person. Example, effective virtual collaboration requires strong communication skills. Carbon footprint, noun, carbon footprint, the amount of carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere as a result of one's activities. Example, remote work can help reduce an individual's carbon footprint by eliminating daily commutes. Spearhead, verb, spearhead, to lead an attack or movement. Example, as a senior strategist, I spearheaded several digital marketing campaigns. Acclimate, verb, acclimate, to adjust or adapt to a new environment or situation. Example, it took some time to acclimate to the new remote work routine. Work-life integration, noun, woke ingression, the blending of work and personal life, often facilitated by technology. Example, remote work has led to a greater focus on work-life integration rather than strict separation. SMART goals, noun, smalls, goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Example, setting SMART goals helped me stay motivated and productive while working remotely. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I recommend the following strategies to improve your performance. Practice regularly. Engage in daily speaking exercises, focusing on fluency and coherence. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to remote work and use them naturally in your responses. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Elaborate on your points and provide specific examples to support your arguments. Work on pronunciation. Pay attention to word stress and intonation to enhance the clarity of your speech. Stay informed. Keep up with current trends in remote work to provide relevant and insightful responses. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Incorporate complex sentences and different tenses to demonstrate your language proficiency. Listen carefully. Make sure you understand the question fully before responding. It's okay to ask for clarification if needed. By following these tips and utilizing the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about remote work experiences in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key to success is practice and confidence in your abilities. Good luck. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might find these related topics helpful. Describe a person who has a unique approach to remote work. Describe a time when you attended an online course. describe a recent virtual experience that was memorable. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.